Hello, Blind Cool Tech. This is Angie Matney, and it is the early morning of, I don't know what day it is.
5:25 a.m.
April the 17th, and it's 5:25, which is why I don't know what day it is, because I'm still having my coffee. But while I'm having my coffee, I am scanning. I'm scanning a review for my law school exams, which are coming up very soon. But I wanted to talk about the scanning system that I use for law school in case anybody might find this information helpful. And hopefully you can hear it there in the background. I'm just recording this with my laptop microphone, nothing special, but it should do the trick and convey the sound of the scanner. So first of all, I'll give you my contact information, then I will tell you about the system that I'm using. So again, this is Angie Matney, and my email address is angie@mpmail, that's as in Mary Paul, mpmail.net, and I should probably warn you that I don't check that address super often, but I eventually should see anything that comes my way there. But again, as I said, I wanted to talk about the scanner that I use because I've just found it to be so tremendously helpful. I'm using a bulk scanner, or batch scanner, as some people may call it. This is a Fujitsu scanner. The model is FI5220C. This scanner consists of two parts, sort of. It has the traditional flatbed scanner that a lot of us are used to, and it also has a sheet-fed scanner. And this is a little different from a document feeder attachment. It's basically a separate scanning mechanism that's sort of in the back of the sheet-fed scanner. Now, it's possible to buy one of these Fujitsu scanners, the FI5120C, that only consists of the sheet-fed scanner. And there are days when I wish that I'd done that, because I don't use the flatbed part of the machine very often. What I do is, when I have books that I need to scan, I take them to Kinko's. I live not very far from a Kinko's, and I can just walk them over, and I have the bindings of the books removed. And I find this to be a really convenient way of getting a lot of scanning done. And basically, what happens is I then can just put a number of pages on the sheet-fed scanner, which is a duplex sheet-fed scanner, meaning that when I put the pages on the scanner, both sides of the page will be scanned as it passes through. And this machine also has a feature that will automatically stop the scan should there be a double feed, or if two sheets should go through simultaneously, it will automatically stop. So I can just put the pages on the scanner and then go about my business and do whatever. So I'm in the middle of scanning this monstrosity of a book that is a review for my law exams that are coming up. I don't know how many pages this thing is, but it's, I mean, the size of a really big phone book. It's kind of scary looking. Okay, it's my machine's talking to me again. I'm not sure exactly. Hold on. Yes, I'm still recording. Okay. Strange things happening with the laptop. Sorry about that. So anyway, it's continuing to just scan as we're talking. I timed this once, and I can scan about, it took me 7 minutes to scan 100 pages. So in case the sound is not coming through too clearly on here, I'm going to basically show you how long it takes to scan a page. But I need to reload the scanner, it looks like, before I can do that, because it's almost to the end of the batch that I have on there. So while it's still scanning, I'm just picking up part of the book, dropping it on the duplex thing. Now the duplex scanner, if I'm quick enough about this, I can do it without it stopping, but sadly I was not quick enough and the machine is stopped waiting for input from me. There. Hit the scan button. It's taking, there we go. Scanning one page. And that sheets through. Scanning another page. Scanning another page. Scanning another page. Scanning another page. Of course, actually, each of these pages, when I'm saying scanning another page, what I really mean is that it's scanning two pages. And so each time that I was speaking there, it was had pulled through two pages through and was scanning those. Now, the software that I'm using to do this scanning is a piece of software called Abby Fine Reader. That's ABBYY Fine Reader. FINEREADER, and those last two are one word. And that is the software that I've chosen to use with this scanner. It works quite well. I routinely read through, I scan most of my books now just because this is just the easiest way, as opposed to trying to do all the necessary paperwork to get copyright, to get electronic books from publishers and whatnot. It's actually much easier to just get the books, have them cut apart, and scan them. And I'll be reading through my casebooks, and I will find that there will be many assignments where I don't have a single OCR error in the pages and pages that I've read. It's just really incredible, the combination of this scanner and software. The software runs, I think, from anywhere, you could probably find it online, from between $400 and $500. And the scanner, the kind that I have with the flatbed and sheet fed together, runs around $1,200. So it's not an expensive purchase. The sheet fed machine alone is probably around $800. And all of these items can be found at Amazon.com. The scanner, I know, can be found at Newegg.com and possibly the software as well. But it's just such an incredibly fast and accurate system that I wanted to make people aware that it existed. And so in terms of getting everything installed, it was a little tricky to get it installed. I was able to do it by myself, but it was not super intuitive all the way. But I got the thing up and running, obviously. And it's just amazing to me. I started my first year of undergrad, well, quite a few years ago. I'm about to have my 10-year college reunion. So, anyway. And at that time, I used a scanner. I used a traditional flatbed, and I used a popular OCR program that most people would know the name of. And I was really happy to use it and glad to get it. But the technology has improved. Okay, why are we doing this laptop? The technology has improved so much since that point in time and will continue to do so. And I think that what we as blind people can benefit from nowadays is the fact that a lot of sighted people are finding quite a number of uses for OCR technology. So this The particular system that I have was not designed with a blind person in mind at all, but it's very accessible with JAWS. It's easy to accomplish what I need to accomplish. And as the OCR technology continues to increase and advance, all the programs, including the ones that are specially designed for blind users, are going to benefit from the fact that more and more people are using this technology. So I should have kept a record of how many pages I'd scanned while I was doing this podcast. I don't know how many it's been. It's been a fair number. But I'm about finished, and so I'm going to go ahead and close and repeat again. This is Angie Matney, and you can reach me at angie@mpmail.net. And the scanner, again, is the FI5220C. The software is Abbey Fine Reader Professional. And if you have any questions about it, you can email me, and I'll try to get back to you. I am just approaching law finals, so bear with me if it takes me a bit, but I'll do the best I can to answer questions. And thanks very much for listening. And I hope that you all have a good morning. I'm going to go finish my coffee and finish the scan.